Joined now by Twin Cedars runner Riley Duncan as she's making preparations to head up to Fort Dodge for the state cross country meet in Class 1A for the second straight year. Riley, first of all, congratulations. Two times in a row, it's got to feel good.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's go through that the state qualifying race. You know, you were up front most of the day and then made a pass to win the race against the Iowa City Regina girl right there at the last. Tell me about that, how you kind of set her up, and where you made the pass.
I was in second the whole entire time, and where I kind of like started closing the gap was on the last hill, and you know, I kept my eyes up, kept focused, and I just kept gaining on her, and then at the last corner on that last stretch, I pushed it in and beat her.
You your coach Varvis has talked to me about hills. You've really made an effort to work on the hills. How much has that made you a better runner this year, even though it sounds like Fort Dodge is not going to be a very hilly course?
Well, hills are kind of my strong suit, and that's where other girls are not so strong. So when they slow down, I take advantage of that and push up the hill, and that's how I close the gap on those girls that are ahead of me.
What's the season been like? I know the 2 weeks right at the start, things are shut down, but the team came together and ran on your own. What made that so special this year when you were able to get together on your own, that coach couldn't be there, you didn't have to be there, but you decided to do that anyway?
That helped us come together more as a team and become closer, and also helped us be ready for that first meet because we didn't have practices, but you know, we wanted to perform well, so we made a team decision to get together and make ourselves better.
You told me that the girls went and ran just about everywhere. You just didn't go out for a nice little jog. You actually went and actually ran some those times.
Yeah, we went to the Cordova Tower and ran up and down that. We did the trails out there. We went to the Albia Reservoir, and we went to the Pella Trails. And then we also had some fun sometimes, did some biking, but we also pushed hard.
Tell me about the team this year. This was a pretty neat team to be around. I talked to you and Cheyenne Bruns after the Knoxville meet. It seems like all of you girls just enjoyed this season, even though how weird it was to everybody.
Yeah, it was super fun. You know, all of us encourage each other and push each other to be the best that we can be. And, you know, we've really became closer throughout this season because of all the things that's happened. And that's one of the good things about this team.
What kind of things that did you really look forward to this year going in before the shutdown and everything? You had some goals this year, like you and the team as well.
Yeah, one of our team girls was to try to make it to state, and hopefully that's something we can pull off next year. But we have to put the work in to be able to do that.
Let's talk about now this weekend. What is your goal to go? Is there a goal of where to finish, or just, hey, I want to do the best I can and where I place?
Definitely do better than I did last year and, just run as hard as I can. And
What do you know about the course? I think you ran out last year, same course as last year. So, the unknowns about that course are not as much this year. How much of an advantage do you have going in knowing that?
It's a pretty flat course. I mean, there are a few hills, so that's where I'm going to have to take advantage and, just do what I can do.
What kind of things are you looking forward to most about going up there Saturday and, competing?
I like representing my school, and just going up there and running is fun, and I want to definitely get in the top, better than I did last year, so top seven, better than that.
What is it like, because I know a lot of the kids are around here, look up to you, your teammates look to you as the leader of the team. What's that like? Because you told me about, the responsibility of that, of being that leader and being the one everybody looks to. Is like, okay, I want to do what Riley's doing, next year or even this year.
It feels good. I like being able to have people look up to me and think that, oh, she's a good person, and the support I get from my community is awesome.
What about, Saturday, last year, I think you were pretty nervous going up there. What kind of feelings are going to be this year? Is it going to be a little looser, knowing that you've been there, done that now?
Yeah, now that I've did it once, I know what it's like and what to expect. So obviously I'm still going to be a little nervous, but I'll know what's happening.
Riley, best luck to you, and we hope that you can finish as high as you can.
Thank you.